Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Off we go. We're off to the races.
Are we starting? Mm-hmm. Are we starting now?
And go.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Episode 2. Don't just make them up at this stage.
Yeah.
284.
Yeah.
284.
Yeah. Your favourite number.
You just checked.
I didn't.
Like a second. I was looking
before. At. Before you started recording, you checked because you got it wrong and you checked.
I was just looking at my screensaver of me and Amy kissing at the wedding.
Is it? Okay. That's lovely.
Isn't it mad when you look at your wedding photos and it doesn't reflect your reality at all?
Yeah, it's like you're playing pretend. Like, I never wear the suit.
What's going on there?
Did you ever listen to the messages in the phone box?
Oh, shit,
actually didn't. Okay. I think we lost the SIM card. Yeah, we lost the SIM card off, so it doesn't go into our phones.
The memory card?
It's somewhere there. It's in a little ring box. We'll get around to it.
Did you ever watch any of
the videos?
The videos, yeah.
Yeah, my mate Marco, that was doing videography, sent us the wedding video, like.
Oh, yeah?
Before Christmas. Watched it, yeah. It's kind of weird. It's sort of like...
How much would it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
42 or something.
What's weird? What were you saying? Sorry, I interrupted.
It's just like weird looking at it, because he'd done it in a certain style that's kind of like, we got bits before the wedding where we were being interviewed, like, oh, what do you like about each other, blah, blah, how do you meet and all. So he inserted that into... like the going-ons of the day, like, you know.
Ah, so it's real thought true, like.
Yeah, it's thought true, like. It's good. It's like, you could see it on the RT player. Do you know one of them kind of things?
Really?
Yeah, it's like a mockumentary of a wedding.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I still haven't watched my wedding video.
Really?
Yeah. We started it and then I kind of cringed and I was like, turn it off.
Yeah.
I think it's weird that you have a photograph of yourself on... No, it's normal. Most people do. Like, your screensaver.
Yeah, I never had that before, but Amy was like, put that on your new iPhone 17 Pro Max. I was like, no, you put on your new iPhone 17 Pro Max.
Is her one the exact same
photo?
Mine
is just like... I think hers is different, but my screensaver is usually just like whatever comes with the phone.
Same.
Always has been.
Because it's better that way. Yeah. It's designed that way.
Or a Man United gif of the crest spinning.
Of course.
Like pixelated.
I'm surprised you don't have that over you and Amy there on your screen saver now.
I might just Photoshop a Man United crest up there somewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't fucking...
She's saying that, she'd go mad.
Wouldn't touch Man United crests at the minute.
Don't care about them anymore.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
The only club I care about is Bowls and Shells and Finn Harps and Pats and all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Everyone in the Aircom League... I love them. Love them all.
The Aircom.
The Aircom League, yeah?
Jeez.
No. Not for a very long time.
Who's that?
That's
Owen Brennan. Back
is that
in the
Roisin?
Building.
Roisin's back.
Roisin.
Twice.
I'm afraid to let you speak on Stala anymore because you're just going to leave us again for half a year.
It wasn't half a year.
It's looking close. It's a few months. 4 months or something.
4 months.
Was it?
That's not true.
I would have been, yeah.
Thereabouts. 4 years.
About 4 years.
I think more than 4 weeks.
Where were you? What was going on? Just busy, man. New role. What's your new role? Any sponsors? Do you have any money for us?
I've been trying to find your money.
Have you been listening to anything that I've been saying?
Every single episode just opens with you bitching about something.
Oh, what? What have I been
Christmas
bitching about?
Christmas dinner, Glasnevin, everything.
Every Glasnevin?
Glasnevin.
I don't want to go to a graveyard. Where just, bring the kids?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think all valid complaints. Everything that I was moaning about is pretty fucking
But that's
valid.
The thing. That's how comfortable you've got. You think they are all valid complaints.
Yeah, you should have been kept in check. I think I went in too hard on the Christmas dinner bit.
You went pretty hard.
I did. I went too hard. Darren was just letting me. Nobody was stopping me. If no one stops me, I'll just run.
There's no one to shout stop.
Yeah, I'm like a little puppy off the leash.
Yeah.
But you're back now, so.
I'm back now.
Say it now. Me. Say something now.
It's. I love the Ireland flags up around North. No. You're supposed to stop me. You're supposed to stop me, Alan.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Do you love the Ireland? What's wrong with the Ireland?
Ireland flags.
Well,
you up Troy Parrott, no?
Yeah.
Troy Parrott Airport.
Yup.
The Troy Parrott Airport, yeah. The city changed to the Troy Parrott Airport. Did you miss that? Wait, did you see that?
Fly Parrott.
Fly Parrott. Fucking mad that. So clever. Dublin Airport, really clever. Marketing.
How have you been?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
Cash. Pretty cash.
The usual.
The way you say that, you're kind of, it's nearly like you've just been sitting there the whole time waiting for Owen to come back. Yeah, yeah,
there's a little ledge to that there.
I was just thinking of piss. I've been sitting here like
really
4 months. How long has it gone? Four months.
That's not 4 months.
Well, I'm sitting here 4 months thinking of piss.
I think it's 4 weeks.
I'm stinking of piss 4 weeks.
He's been pissing himself here for 4 weeks.
I'm in the same clothes and all.
It's disgusting. It tingles the nostrils.
I do feel like there. How should I put this? What you won't say or what you can't say in words, you've both already said in actions. Joe was 4 minutes early. You're both wearing new clothes.
I'm not wearing new clothes.
I take this as a high compliment.
This isn't new clothes.
It looks very fresh.
It's because I washed it. Because there's piss all over.
Well, I'm glad to see you too. I missed you.
Ugh.
Oh, sorry.
Easy
sorry.
On.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Steady on.
Steady up, man. Jesus.
Sorry, I'm apparently living in the real world.
I put my runners in the wash. Do you ever put them in a pillowcase?
No, but see, yes.
I think we should do a thing.
Sorry. I want to hear about your clean runners. Let me see them. Okay, let me see them first. Yeah.
Look, brand new.
They're like brand new. CES. Every year, there's the Consumer Electronics something. Consumer Electronics. In Las Vegas, they show all the new tech, the new latest tech. And I'm flat out on TikTok and YouTube looking at all the latest trends and what's coming out. It's all AI, a lot of AI. A lot of robots, like robots folding your towels and everything for you. But there was one thing that was like a box, a see-through kind of a Perspex box.
Folding your towels.
It took ages as well. Like there was one robot that was there for bleeding ages, like a granny folding a towel. But imagine where it'll be in a year's time.
Fold two towels.
In a day. Easily. But there was a box and it was for washing shoes.
A box for washing shoes?
Like a shoe box. Like a Perspex see-through box. And you put your runners into it and you put like a little tablet of detergent in and it cleans them and they come out.
Do you put them into the washing machine in the box?
Not in the washing machine. The machine is
in
the washing machine.
Okay.
The box is a washing machine in itself. But it's just on your table. Stick your shoes in and it's like a little car wash for your shoes. They come out brand new.
That's pretty good.
Does it work though?
I don't, I mean, I haven't tried them, but...
I'd put people out of business, it would.
Who?
The shoe cleaner people.
Yeah.
There's loads of people on Instagram and all that, like, clean your shoes.
The key cutters.
Yeah. Well, like, there's actually, like sneaker cleaning and stuff, like, on Instagram. You know what I'm kind of...
They're usually in the same place as key cutters.
Yeah. Good. Never understood why you could, like, get a key cut and your shoes polished at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Can I get two of these keys? Yeah. What about your runners? Do you want to clean your runners?
I'm locked out my gaff there like the last 4 hours. The missus is in work. Like, I've no way. Can you help me? Oh, how could you get in? Like, I should have. What am I talking about?
Don't worry about it.
No, I was just saying, like, fucking, how would I give them a key to call? They'd just be like, go home. You need to have a key to call a key. We're like, yeah, but no, but I'm locked down. I don't have a key. Can you help me? Like, and polish your shoes.
Can you guess the shape of me key?
Get me inside.
Are they not all kind of similar? Can you just like give us like 10 options?
They're all the same.
I think they were cobblers before they were key cutters.
Oh, were they?
Where cobblers did the key first? Cutting come yeah. into it then?
I think people didn't need cobblers as much, so they had to come up with a way to make money.
I've been dying to talk about this all morning.
All went for key cutting.
That's definitely a... How is that not a machine?
There is.
A domestic machine that can cook keys?
Yeah, I seen one in the ranch. In do you know the ranch?
How often do you lose your keys?
Yeah, a lot.
There's one in the ranch when you walk out, before you walk out. There's like a key cutting machine.
In Coolock?
The one in Santry, in Northwood. I've seen it. Did you know they're the thing?
I think I've seen that before, yeah.
A key cutting machine.
A key cutting machine, just put it in, then tap your card. And it cuts a new key for you.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
So they're out of business now. All they do is clean it. And with that new box, they'll be all closed down soon.
Oof.
And you hate to see it.
Ah, you love to see it. It's great for the consumer.
Yeah.
Charge a fortune. They charge you nearly the same price as a new pair of runners to clean your runners, I think. I don't know. I've never used them. Just use a cloth, for fuck's sake.
Or do what I did and put them into a pillowcase.
Right, give us a look at yours there.
It's hard to know. Do you have a before photograph?
Yeah, they just kind of look like that before.
Yeah. I don't think you were
running around. It depends on the type of runner, doesn't it, really?
They're basically like what? Like, they look like brand new. Would you wear them?
Oh, you wouldn't touch them.
They're New Balance.
Yeah, but they're not like the New Balance that I wear.
They're too sporty, are they? Like tennis shoes or something?
No, they just kind of look like yummy mummy runners.
They remind me of Zumba. And Slimming World.
Yeah.
They're like Skechers, aren't they? They don't look like Skechers, but they're in that kind of lane. I like them. I don't care what people think.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters. Because you're already married. You're not trying to impress anyone. Brands.
No. Women. Yeah. Other women.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not going to still aren't. Like, just fucking, oh, look at me, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Can't have me. Go away.
Yeah, it's nice to be liked.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Everyone wants to be liked.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be fancied. Oh, do you like being fancied?
It's not like you just turn your fancy and Jane off.
Everyone likes to be fancied.
Do they, yeah? I suppose, yeah. It's nice. Nice feeling to be fancied.
Stupid, isn't it?
You're dressing very comfortably these days, I think.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Explain more.
He's offended
you
by that.
Yourself, you wear them because they're comfortable. Like,
I'm wearing what I always wear.
Are they like cotton bottoms from Pennies?
No, they're from Next. They're from Next.
Are they?
They were cotton bottoms though.
But they're just cotton bottoms. Black cotton bottoms.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Is it?
It's kind of like pajamas.
Childish.
I was going to say, this is like the height of efficiency because that outfit, it works everywhere.
The cotton bottoms.
You could wear that. You've worn it in here today. You can go home and go straight to bed.
Yeah.
You don't need to waste time changing clothes.
Just get in now.
And yeah. There you go.
They're kind of like if you went skiing and you had under trousers on. They're kind of like under trousers.
He's looking me up and down.
Come on, have at me.
You have jeans on. You can kind of wear them all the time as well.
You can wear jeans in bed as well. Whatever. Shlop.
You haven't touched your jumbo breakfast roll.
Do you know Romeo and Juliet?
Not personally.
No. They're lovely. That sound.
I know the story.
I'll introduce you.
Will you?
Yeah, you know the story. You know who wrote it?
Yeah.
Who?
Samuel Beckett.
Shakespeare. William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, yeah. It's close.
I only found out yesterday. Do you know who all the girl in that book is? Or in that story? In that play?
Let me guess. She's a child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why did they always do that years ago?
You're fucking mad.
Even in music. Go on, tell me. How old was she?
Well, she was 13.
How old was fucking your man?
I think he was 18.
30 bastard.
Do you know the story of... Tell us the story of Romeo and Juliet, Darren.
I just know that she's really long hair and he tried to climb up it.
I think he was more like 15 or 16.
He was?
I think so.
Google it.
I don't know the story, will you tell me properly?
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. I know that they were mean.
They were wearing the face off each other. And Romeo is from one family and Juliet is from another family. The Montagues and the Capulets.
Ooh, and didn't know that.
They were enemy families. But they met and he fell in love.
And it was a sin. Like, and you couldn't do that.
You can't be...
Can't do that.
Can't Mihor, like, you can't be mating that.
He dies in the end, doesn't he?
So, the plan to be together is he drinks...
Piss.
Yeah. He drinks a poison that kind of stops his heart temporarily, and she goes to see him. Like, this is how they get to be together. And she goes up in the tower to see him, and she sees that he's dead, and then she kills herself with a dagger in the heart. And then he wakes up. It might be vice versa. Then he wakes up and sees that she's killed herself, and then he kills himself.
Just keep doing it.
So you just, yeah. And then she wakes up again, and then says, oh fuck, he was alive and now he's dead, so now I have to kill myself again. But all of that happens in the space of how long? How long do you think that happens? They meet, they fall in love, all of this drama happens, and then eventually they kill themselves. 4 days.
4 days.
4 days.
Jesus.
This 13-year-old. Like, what the fuck were they doing back then?
Killing each other and waking up and then keep doing it.
Like, that's mental. Imagine somebody wrote that now. You'd be like, I'm not funding that. You want to put that on in the Abbey?
No, we're not going to do that. No. If you have any other ideas,
that's fucking mental. I think that's insane.
How did you find that out?
I was just talking about, we were talking about romantic stuff. And
who was we?
Me and Moira.
It was a big secret until now.
Well, she just fucking knows this shit. And I'm
is
like,
that the fella me in? Did you know all that?
Yeah. It's Romeo and Juliet.
No, we thought Romeo and Juliet was Rapunzel.
No. I mean, he did meet her. Oh, that's another one. When he met her, she was up in a on a balcony into her bedroom. That's when he first met her and said, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. He didn't say that. That's Rapunzel. But he did see her on a balcony because... She was 13 years old and she was sick and she had a nurse. A nurse was minding her in her room, and that's when he met her.
Only a young kid, like.
And he climbed up to give her a kiss and all.
He had a beard and all.
A fucking pervert. Jesus Christ, Romeo. Everyone's like, oh, this is the most romantic story in the world.
Before we get close to one of ourselves. How old was he?
It's not clear. It's never said in the play.
So he could have been 40.
He was clearly a kid. No, no, no. He's like 15 or 16.
18. I read he was 18. She was 13.
I'm not getting 18.
Was that on Reddit?
Yeah. I'm not getting 18.
Was that Reddit thread?
No. It's just I actually AI'd it. GPT.
Why wouldn't it? Because
I didn't believe it. I was like, fuck off. Maura was telling me it was like me bollocks. And then I looked her up and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And there was one other thing that I remembered about Shakespeare was, do you know there's a theory? Have you ever heard this theory? The Baconian theory?
I don't think so.
William Shakespeare isn't even a real person.
Oh, yeah, brother. This is a pretty new theory, I think.
No one's seen it. Sort of been discredited, but there's a lot of strong arguments to say that William Shakespeare was actually Francis Bacon.
Who's Francis Bacon?
He's like a philosopher, and he was he was kind of like a solicitor of the time back then. And some people say that he was Elizabeth I's son, Francis Bacon. But there was like a manuscript found. Look, in Shakespeare's work, there's a lot of legal terms. And these legal terms would only really be known by somebody of Francis Bacon's position.
Mm.
And so the theory goes that Shakespeare is actually Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon done some writing at the time as well. This board of shite out of you?
No, it's interesting.
It's fucking mad. There's also theories that... So Francis Bacon was the son of Queen Elizabeth. Arguments against that, whatever. But there's...
But not that he was Francis Bacon. No arguments about that.
Well, there is. Some people will dispute that. But there's a lot of evidence that points to the fact that...
So would it be like Francis Shakespeare's Bacon. Just a persona of Francis Bacon?
Yes.
An alias,
yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't there a theory, though, that he was... A lot of different people.
Yeah, a group of writers. There's a theory that he's a group of writers. And that he's not actually a person.
Hmm. What century is he from?
The 17th? Elizabeth I, 17th century? 1750s? Yeah. I think. That's definitely worth a Google. And all of these plays were performed for Queen Elizabeth the First. And obviously, if her son was writing them, it would look like, you know, it'd look kind of backhanded.
Mm.
Like, of course, you fucking got your son to do one of these.
Nepo
plays.
Baby.
Nepo baby, yeah, yeah. Francis Bacon, the Nepo baby. So we said, right, I'll go under the alias of William Shakespeare.
I'd love if that was true. That's deadly.
There was a manuscript found that had William Shakespeare and Francis Bacon written all over the page.
That was true.
In one of his plays.
It would be better if it was true, wouldn't it, though?
It would be better.
It'd make it more interesting. Like.
I think it is true. There's a lot of evidence.
Why do you think it's true?
It's interesting.
Why don't you think it's true? Oh, that's the real question.
Well, I mean, just of what little I know of it, it seems people who know Shakespeare a lot better than me, and maybe even better than Joe, seem to think it's not true.
Well, how does anyone really know Shakespeare?
Exactly. These people want to believe that Shakespeare was a real...
who actually knows Shakespeare?
That must be up there with the lines I never expected to hear on Stalin.
Darren Conrad.
Really know Shakespeare.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy, a few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of. And there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I have a story for you, which will tee up a little thought experiment I also have for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever hear of the, I think this is how to pronounce it, Achille Raft experiment? No?
No. I heard of a raft before.
All right, we're halfway there, so.
Good. Just not the Achille bit.
There was a Mexican anthropologist, Santiago Genovese, again, I think that's how you pronounce it. He had these theories that he used to do observations of monkeys, and basically the main reason the male monkeys will fight with each other was...
To they wanted the raft.
To ride the woman.
To ride the woman.
One nothing, Joe.
No, it's 1-0.
You said raft.
Yeah, but it's 1-0 because I guessed that it was about a raft. Give me that at least.
You said you knew what a raft is.
Is it 1-0 or 1-0?
It's 1-0. That's an accidental new element now.
Make a little quiz.
Imagine we did that one whenever we do one of these, yeah.
More work.
Watching competition.
Nah, it'd be more work on top of work, you know.
Anyway, so we had this theory that the only reason monkeys fight
is
to get the leg over.
Exactly. And that was his theory.
What? Oh, shit. Okay.
The only reason we fight is because we want to have the ride.
It all boils down to the ride. Yep. And that's why.
So if we mainly had a row now, we're not really angry at each other. We just want to have a ride. Like our partners.
Yeah. You want
to
be seen
like
as
we
being,
don't ride each other.
You want to be seen as being stronger than the other person. So. You'd fight to kind of prove that.
You obviously see it as the best possible mate.
I wouldn't be arsed with that. I'd just be like, oh, it's fine.
Well, we just talked earlier about how, you know, you're still dressing to impress.
Yeah.
It's just built into your genetic code, isn't it?
When I say dress to impress, I'm trying to dress to impress everyone.
You specifically said that.
Everyone I meet, everywhere, I want to impress them. I want at least 3 more people to say to me today, they're nice tracksuit bottoms, pal.
Pal.
But I want them to be randomers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Strangers, you know, on the street, like.
Suppose you're right. You do dress to impress, riding, monkeys riding to sound.
Right, so our man Santiago, right, he had this idea, if he could study this and figure out how it works with humans, maybe he could stop people fighting, which obviously would have pretty big effects beyond his raft.
Just to stop people fighting?
I think that was his end goal here, yeah.
But it obviously didn't work.
I will hold my hands up and say this is not the most informed I've ever been on one of these stories that I brought you.
Okay.
But so how yes, did he thought, I'll study human interaction, see what sparks off violence. And his gargle. Theory was, well, there's not going to be any gargle involved. His theory was all about sex.
Right.
Yeah.
His what?
His theory was it was all about sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
So his plan was he was going to stick 10 people on a
raft.
Motorless.
A raft?
Yeah, a raft. A steel raft. No engine.
There you go.
12 metres by 7 metres. Not huge. And he was going to, I mean, sail. I don't know how that works. You just push it and it goes in the right direction. Set sail from the Canary Islands.
To the Canary Islands?
From the Canary Islands to Mexico.
Tenerife, no?
Jesus, that's some trek on a bleeding raft.
Yeah. He was calling it a floating behavioural laboratory.
When was this?
That's weird.
When was this?
Didn't know, I couldn't pronounce that. 1972 to early 1973.
Jesus
Christ.
Right
there for, were they? Oh no, sorry. Summer of 73. So he picked 10 people who he considered were conventionally attractive. Now I've seen pictures of these people.
Attractive of then.
Relative to the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people are kind of better looking these days, aren't they?
But it was, yeah. The way it was, I first read about it, was like he picked very good looking people to go out there with the intent.
Is there photos of them?
Let me see if I can get some for you.
That's determined.
Well, it's not. They're men.
So. No.
Oh, women as well?
Yeah.
So women fighting?
All on the raft, having a barney.
So just looking at a picture of the raft.
They're riots.
They're not bleeding gorgeous.
Look at this guy.
You're lying.
He's going to win.
What? They're probably all only about 20.
They might be.
But like people, they looked 50 older in the 70s. Odd. Yeah. But like everyone in the 70s and 80s that were like, even the 90s. You know when you see old archive footage of the 90s in Dublin and that, and they're like, yeah, the woman should be in the kitchen and all and blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, they're like fucking 17. They look 48.
It's the moustaches, man. The moustache adds years onto you.
There's a man there with a unibrow.
Yes, that shows testosterone. That shows masculinity. I think bring back the unibrow.
Yeah, definitely.
So his plan was to diagnose the causes of violence and then cure world violence. So he put ads in newspapers around the world. People applied and he picked his contestants or his participants. And he picked different races and religions to create a microcosm of the world. So there's 5 women, 5 men. There was a Japanese photographer.
Oh, that's even numbers. Then they wouldn't be fighting.
A priest from Angola. A scuba diver from France. There was a ship captain. She was Swedish. There was a doctor from Israel.
Boo.
Boo. Especially in the 70s.
A waitress from Alaska.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Whatever. Boo. Boo,
so
everyone.
He had all these high-minded ideas that this was going to be this brilliant, innovative experiment and would basically fix the world. Very quickly, it became known globally in the press as the sex raft.
Of course. Of course.
He wasn't happy about.
Like an OnlyFans, Mr. Beast Games.
Yeah.
We're taking 5 women and 5 men, we're putting them on a raft.
He wanted to shake things up a bit more, so he put the women in charge. Maria Bjornstam. Our Swedish captain, she was the captain, and then
that's
the
proper Swedish second name, isn't it?
Bjorn, the doctor, the captain, the diver, even though they had a was it a man? Anyway, the diver was a woman too. The diver would be in charge of, like, if the ship needed fixing. So the men were just gonna have to do what they were told. He thought that might make things more interesting. So in May 1973, They lead the Canary Islands. Again, I don't know how that works. If they've got no engine, I presume they had a sail.
Must have a sail on,
on that little steel raft. So he expected they'd start killing each other very quickly.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. They all got on very well.
That's because there's five women. Even Kale, like, you don't have to fight for anyone's desires.
They just sang songs, told stories, did their chores, that kind of thing.
Until?
Well, until he got pissed off. So they caught a shark, doing a bit of fishing off the side of the boat.
As you do.
The raft. they all thought this was great. He, for some reason, put down in his notes that this was a display of bloodlust, savagery. He was getting increasingly, paranoid, wound up. So, and very frustrated that they were all getting along with each other, and he was basically going to have nothing to say when he got back. So he had had them fill out these questionnaires every day, and they were like, well, how are you getting on? How are you feeling about the trip? But also, who do you hate? Who do you love? Who would you like to sleep with? All these things. They filled them out thinking it was in complete confidentiality and for the study. He decides, like all the best reality TV producers, he decides, you know what? Let's all sit around and read what you've been telling me.
Jesus Christ.
So he starts telling them, they feel this way about you. They want to kill you. They want to sleep with you. And it seemed to just make things very awkward. Again, it didn't cause anyone to kill anyone or do anything like that. Then there was a storm. They did mutiny then because he was insisting on steering the raft, and I think he was just sending it straight into the storm, and they were like, yeah, that's not really a great idea. So they just hauled him off and took charge of it. He again took charge, but almost drove them into a massive freighter,
a
cargo ship.
Look at me, I am the captain now.
Yeah. And they just said, look, Maria, the Swedish woman who is a ship captain, like, she has to be in charge again. And he was told he had to just, he wasn't have any role in captaining the ship again. When they got back, he insisted he was still right. No one had killed anyone. It had all gone off relatively peacefully, except for him. He had just completely lost the plot. Had the whole crew turn against him. You know, Joe, when I said there was a big dramatic ending?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it does not.
Ah. Oh.
Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck's sake. Sorry about that. They got back and he was the one who became almost violent, lost his mind. The rest of them just got on with it. They were fine. They became mates and got across. I don't think anyone slept anyone else. No one killed anyone.
Did he get paid for it? Is this a paid experiment?
Know. I don't know.
Was it just like a free trip to
Tenerife?
Canary Islands?
The reason I gave you that little story.
But there is meaning to it.
Well, it's teeing me up for something.
Brilliant.
If you were to create, this for both of you, a reality TV show or a weird experiment like this, the other one was going to be a participant. And your goal was to drive them mad without them realising that was your goal. How would you go about that?
Your goal was to drive them mad?
Well, Darren is going to be, you are like the scientist with the experiment, or you're the producer of a reality TV show, and Darren is one of the participants.
Mm.
And you get to design the whole thing, and he can't realise what you're up to.
Mm.
So you have to create this scenario. And I'm going to give you whatever budget you want. Anywhere in the world. Whether it be a raft across the Atlantic Ocean or...
I'd sneak into your house at night time and I would unplug your charger. Charging your phone. So every time you wake up, you're like, fucking hell. And it just offsets your day then.
Or like you could randomly just like shave me dogs. I come home and just shave them. Like, how the fuck that happened? And Amy's in on it as well. And she's like, I just came home and they were all, two of them were just shaved.
Would that drive you mad?
I'd be like, what's going on here? And there's like...
Then you wouldn't be in doubt that something's happening.
Yeah.
The real insidious stuff is where you're like, what if you tweaked it so it, to take the Truman Show example that he's given for you, but your thing is everywhere he goes, people start agreeing with him.
And that would drive me mad.
So you walk outside the house and someone's changing the curb. You gear yourself up for a confrontation. You walk up and say, what are you doing? They say, Jesus, you're right.
I'd fucking love that.
I put the tools away.
A world where everyone agrees with me. Yeah. Great.
But the first time you'd love it. The second time, yeah, you'd love it. I think by time
every walk of life, it's just like everywhere, everything he does is correct. Like, so it'd be like,
yeah, he comes in here and he says,
it'd be like making a shed or something, and it's fucking terrible. And everyone's like, that's like the best shed ever.
And I'd be like, no, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like, it was just all slanted.
It's kind of like when I done the marathon and people were saying, oh, it's actually impressive. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. That's the whole point, is that it's not.
But if everyone agreed with you, would that make you happier then? Because that would drive you mad if everyone's went, yeah, who cares?
Like, if everything you've done, even if you like made like a fucking bowl of mussels and they were all like disgusting and everyone's like, they're lovely mussels.
Any of your big claims, you know?
But then that's them disagreeing with me, because I'd be like, I know they're not nice mussels. Like, don't like
them. Oh, yeah, I suppose. Now, something that you think you're right, you think it's correct, but everyone knows it's not.
I don't know. Well, I think I'd love that. I think I'd love that. Like, if I went for a job interview, would he love me?
You get no reactions, though.
I don't play for reactions. I'm just like...
I don't think you realise you play for reactions.
Don't. Well, I think, yeah, maybe. Maybe it would drive me mad then.
I think you wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
I love a good... Yeah, I do enjoy a good argument. If everyone agreed with me, it probably would be a bit too boring.
You like going against the flow. I think if the flow was going entirely your direction, very quickly you'd be disorientated. You wouldn't know where your place was.
You are placed as a captain on a big, huge cruise ship, and there was like tiny little bitty holes in the boat, and it was your job to try and stop it from sinking.
Jesus Christ, that's just like an impossible task.
No, it's not, because all the tools are there for you to do it.
I just duct taped. They're only little holes, like.
Yeah, but they become bigger.
I just get in one of the life rafts and abandon ship.
Fuck. And then just let everyone die.
Well, yeah, they can get. They can make.
And
it
everyone would be like, he could have saved us. Like, he had all the tools. It was part of the show. All the tools. It's a show.
Oh well, then, yeah, I'd weld it. I still haven't gotten a soldering kit. I want to get a soldering kit.
Hmm. What about people just keep calling you John?
Somebody was calling me Kevin in the pub the other night.
Kevin.
My cousin's name is Kevin, and he just kept calling me Kevin. Even after I corrected him, I was like, that's my cousin you were thinking of. I was like, ah, oh, right, right.
That sounds like one of them people that's like, you're like, he goes, what story, Kevin? You're like, ah, oh, what story? It's Joe. And like, no bother, Kev.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, no, I'm Joe. I'm not Kevin. It's like, ah, oh, right, okay. And then he went on his phone. He goes, look him down the pub, eh? Kevin McGuckin. I'm like, come on, Kevin, mate. I told you that.
At what point do you just accept it? And just go, fuck it.
The second time. Once, I've already said, and he knows, but he's still calling me Kevin. He's just like, ah, whatever. Call me Kevin then. Tonight, I'll be Kevin.
Is he being an arsehole?
No, I think he just fucking thought he was Kevin. And then just continued on with it. Didn't mind. Never. It's kind of nice.
It's just a name.
You get to be somebody else. You know, it's nice. I could fuck up that night and I'd just be Kevin. I should have seen what Kevin McGuckin was doing the other night.
You want to see all the glasses everywhere in Ireland? The place is turned upside down.
The place.
Who up was it? Kevin McGuckin. Kevin McGuckin did it. You know that Kevin McGuckin fella that does be found around somewhere? He did it. That'd be a good show.
Just called working.
The Kevin McGuckin Show. And then it's just like you doing nasty shit.
Oh,
Kevin did it. What's wrong, babe? You didn't even blow up your inflatable bathtub.
Do you want to hear about some other weird experiments?
Go on then.
Psychologist Milton Rokic, in a hospital in Michigan, he put together three men who were schizophrenic, and they all thought they were Jesus.
They couldn't all be bloody Jesus.
Well, that was what he wanted to see what would happen.
There can only be one true Jesus.
For 2 years, he put these three mentally ill men together, with all them telling the other one, no, I'm Jesus.
Who did this?
That sounds hilarious.
The psychologist in America in 1959. Seems he didn't actually learn anything useful.
No shit.
There's a list here, like strange experiments. Tusco the elephant. Do you remember Tusco the elephant? LSD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our man Jolly West.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Gave them 3,000 times the human dose of LSD. Killed them.
The elephant?
The elephant, yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
And then, happy.
And I didn't know this, it didn't come up during our MK Ultra research, but a scientist years later decided he had this theory. It wasn't the LSD, it was the antipsychotics that they gave the elephant that killed the elephant. So he said, I'm going to run it again with two elephants. And I don't know who gave him the elephants, but he had to sign an agreement to say if these elephants died from the LSD as well, he would have to replace them. So if you kill our elephants, you have to give us two more.
What the fuck?
Like, just, I don't know.
What do you give an elephant LSD for?
I know. That's it. I don't know. I'm not sure why.
Bad luck.
There was a Soviet scientist, Demikov. He started making two-headed dogs.
Legend.
And did he make one?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad as well.
Yep. He would graft the head shot.
Kind of cool. Like the MTV dog. Did you see MTV is gone?
Gone.
What? Yeah. Gone. No more MTV.
News.
Facts. Hard facts. There's no MTV. There's no MTV.
Is it gone already? It's finished?
It's gone, yeah. It's no more music channels.
There was nothing about that.
The what?
There was nothing about that.
Because no one's watching MTV.
I'm Googling that.
Google it.
It's gone, yeah.
Just says, when you type in MTV, it just says, MTV closing. MTV UK.
MTV, full stop. There's no music channels.
In the 1920s, a Soviet scientist.
That's mad.
Isn't it? Sorry. That's big news. That feels like big news, doesn't it?
He was able to get a dog's head living without the body.
Like a childhood.
Well, you would think that.
Like Futurama stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Head in a jar.
Yeah.
Or the chimpanzee as well. I seen a video of a chimpanzee head that was looking around, but it was like just operated mechanically. It was like, had all the nerve endings, so they were just kind of shocking the nerve endings on this head. Did you ever see that?
No.
Holy fuck. Do you want to see it?
No.
Okay. It's incredible.
I'm sick. That'd fucking keep me awake. Is it gory, like?
It's a head. It's a head that's alive.
Don't want to see that.
Did you ever see that on?
No.
That's what that's.
Do you
want to
see
like,
no.
As, like instant access. How would you find that now?
On YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
It's an incredible scientific breakthrough. A chimpanzee's head that they brought back to life using like electrodes through his nerve endings.
Is he alive again?
Yeah.
Like, ah!
Yeah. Literally.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Literally, like Frankenstein. Did you see the new Frankenstein? Doesn't even look like Frankenstein.
What's it look like?
Just a lovely man. Doesn't he? Just looks like a lovely. He doesn't even have bolts.
Is he
on man
out of Saltburn in it? Jacob.
Elordi?
Something Jesus, like that. Ages since Saltburn was mentioned on this.
It's been a while.
Just getting like.
Saltburn. That's old news now. MTV doesn't exist anymore. That's bigger news.
MTV.
That's from a song, isn't it?
I thought it was just like the sting for MTV.
I think it's from a song that I heard on the radio. Dire Straits, I think.
Mm-hmm. No way. Is it? Well, that's isn't news it? To me.
Yeah.
Does it say MTV or does it sound like it says MTV and
says,
they just used it?
MTV.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV. Doesn't sound anything like that.
Oh. But that's the one that I'm thinking.
It sounds more like, I want my MTV. Doesn't it? It's more like that.
I'm not going to sing it for
what
you.
What is it? Go on, tell us. Sing it for us.
I can't. I've forgotten. No.
Even say the MTV
I'm looking
bit.
Up experiments say swapping
MTV.
Animal heads.
Will you say the MTV jingle once?
I can't.
Will you look up that chimpanzee head being operated like a...
Say do you look up the chimpanzee head and sing the MTV jingle.
Monkey head.
Do you reckon somewhere they've already transplanted a human head?
Yeah, definitely.
What's your transplant? Oh. Like done what they done to the monkey?
The look in your eyes. It's like you. It's like at last... He's finally asking.
Like actual, someone else's head on another body?
Yeah.
Sure, 100 years ago, they transplanted 1,000 mice heads from one body to another. So you could take your head off and put it on my body.
That'd be weird.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You could, though. You could. Like, Frankenstein is now a reality. They don't know what a human. The first human head transplant.
That's it.
What happened to the first human head transplant? I think he lived for a few minutes and then died.
Hmm.
But that was in the early...
Why would someone need a head transplant though?
Because your body might not work.
Hmm.
Where the fuck is that? Maybe I can't get it on YouTube. Maybe it's too horrible. Do you ever see chickens running around when their heads get cut off?
Oh yeah, terrible.
It's
gas though, isn't it?
It's mad that they just still run.
Imagine chopping my head off
and just start running,
and then my body just starts legging it around the
through
shop.
The office there.
Oh man, that's another thing as well. You know, decapitations, like in the by the guillotine, the French decapitations, and your head goes into the basket.
Oh.
Your head is still alive. Like you're still, like you're conscious in the basket for like a few seconds, for like 10 seconds. And you're just like, oh fuck. Head in the basket.
Not mad.
Fuck it, that's mad that.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's mad. 10 seconds in the basket like that. Bollocks. What would you be thinking of?
You'd be like, oh jeez, I thought I'd be dead by now. Fuck, this is sore. Oh. And then you'd go, and then you'd pass out.
It'd be the last scene of your reality TV show.
Cut your head off in
Joe
a guillotine.
Reveals himself.
He just comes off to the basket like that.
Ha. Truman touches the end wall.
He just comes off to the basket, hovering, just see his head. Just going, you little fool, you.
And then your body's legging it around, like,
running into walls and all.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to go now, right?
Right, go on then.
See you after, everyone.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
If you want to get tickets for the live show, there's still some left.
There's a fistful left.
Only a fist.
Just a fist.
Not more than five, but like, how many tickets could you fit in your fist?
About 20.
As many as you want, yeah. Just keep crushing them down.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bloke outside Ticketmaster with a fistful of tickets. Go get them off him. Right, go on. We'll talk to you later.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dye with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.